everybody. We're going to start a new message series today that we're going to title Chasing Trophies and Pursuing Christ, because you should be doing both of those with all your heart. Now, this is not an easy environment to do that, but we got to do that, and we got to have a balance of that, because if not, the way we pursue trophies, if we're not careful, will affect our relationship with God and certainly affect our relationship with people. And so for the next 5 weeks, we're going to talk about things that are specific to that and how we balance this pursuit of success and winning races and competition and balancing how we live our faith out and our relationship with God. So we're going to talk about things like perfectionism next week. Okay, we're going to talk about the pursuit of comfort. We're going to talk about approval, and we'll touch on that a little bit today. But today we're going to talk about this idea of fame. We're going to talk about this idea of fame. A few weeks ago, actually it was in March, Sam was playing a golf tournament, and Tiger Woods' son was in the same tournament. And everybody in the entire field knew what time Charlie's tee time was because they wanted a glimpse of Tiger. And I can remember coming down the 18th hole from the morning tee time that Charlie was going to play after, and you could feel the vibe. Like, everybody knew that Tiger was on the premises. Everybody wanted a glimpse of Tiger Woods. Now, you may not have the same level of fame that Tiger Woods has, okay? But every one of you in this room have some level of fame and a platform because of what we're doing here today. Your friends think it's amazing what you do. And it is amazing, right? I mean, we walked in here on red carpet. And so there is some level of fame for each one of us in this room. The same is true for me. People say, whoa, you're a chaplain for NASCAR, right? And they're like, whoa, that's so cool. And sometimes they say, who's your favorite driver? And I say, Briscoe and McDowell. They're my two favorites, okay? Or I say the ones that reply to text messages, they're really my favorites, okay? But we all get that at some level. Now, the truth is this. We all like to be known. We all do. That feels good to every single one of us. And so today we're going to talk about what we're doing with those platforms that the Lord has allowed us to have. Now, before we move on, I want you to know this. There's nothing wrong, nothing at all, with having fame and notoriety. One of Israel's greatest leaders, Joshua, who led Israel into the Promised Land, this is what the Bible says about him. It says, so the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout the land. This was a man of God who did many great things for God's people as he led them. There's nothing wrong with that. The question is, I want us to just think about, what are we doing with the platforms that God has allowed us to have? Your hard work, your work ethic, your discipline, your attention to detail, your desire to do things at the highest level, that's what's got us here today. So there's nothing wrong with those things, but those blessings that we receive from God that we have to be able to do this today, to go out there and race cars, I just want us to think about today, what are we doing with those platforms? So one of the most famous people in the Bible, obviously other than Jesus himself, was a man named John the Baptist, okay? Jesus said this about John the Baptist, just to kind of give you some context. He said, I tell you the truth, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist. Now, who wouldn't want Jesus to say that about you? He said, none is greater than John the Baptist. Now, when you get to John chapter 3, the Gospel of John was not written by John the Baptist. It was written by John the disciple. So it's kind of confusing here. But in that passage we're about to read, this is about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was becoming very famous, okay? People were looking to John the Baptist, and the reason that they were looking to him is because he was baptizing so many people. His popularity was growing. He was becoming famous. And in the middle, in the height of his fame, in John chapter 3, verse 30, this is what he said about Jesus, that he must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less. What a great reminder for every single one of us in this room today. that he must become greater and I must become less. And so I want us to ask ourselves two questions today as we look at some of these passages. And here are the two questions. The first one is this: who are you representing and whose approval matters the most? Who are you representing and whose approval matters the most? Now, yes, you are representing your sponsors. You're representing your teams. That's why we don't put dumb stuff on the World Wide Web, right? We got to be careful with that. That's just an extra side nugget of wisdom. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the depths of our heart. Who are we representing when we walk out of this room? This is what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 139. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts, and point out anything in me that offends you." What a great prayer to pray. God, show me anything in my heart that offends you. And here's what I think that looks like. God, show me anything in my life that is all about me and not about you. That's what the Bible means when it talks about pride. God, show me where it's all about me. And so when we talk about who are you representing, we're talking about the depths of our hearts, asking God to search those deep places in our heart and show us where we're representing ourselves when we should be representing him. Watch this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want us to see all the us's in here. I don't even know if that's a word. But each time it says us, I want us to pay close attention to that. This is about the ministry of reconciliation, the opportunity that we have, or the calling that God wants to use and work through us in our lives. It says in verse 18 of chapter 5, it says, "All this is from God who reconciled us." There's the first one. "Who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." So God did the reconciling. He did the reconciliation and then gave us the ministry of going out and telling other people about it. It's really incredible to think about that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. And this is what he was doing and still is doing today. Not counting people's sins against them in Christ. Okay? And then it goes on to say, "And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation." So he did the reconciling and then chose to work through us. It's really incredible to think about and quite humbling at the same time. And then it says in verse 20, "that we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though," watch this, "as though God was making his appeal through us." Man, that doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not God. And God designed it that way. And God chose to work through each one of us and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And this is the message that God has given us to share with other people. "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might become the righteousness of God." And so just as you think about an ambassador is the highest ranking official for any nation. That's what an ambassador is. Well, you, even though we may not feel like it at times, you are the highest ranking official for the ministry and the work that God is doing in this community. God said that about you, that you are Christ's ambassadors, and he is making his appeal through you. And so that question, who are we representing, when you walk out of this room, it doesn't matter if you're driving or calling the race or changing tires, we're to do these things as a representative of the one true King. Here's the second question, is this: whose approval matters the most in your life today? Whose approval matters the most? Now, I get it. We have to have the approval of people in order to keep our jobs, right? I get it. I understand that. We have to have the approval of people. But here's what the Bible says about approval in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. "For we speak as messengers approved by God to be entrusted with the good news. What is the good news? We'll jump back to that last verse. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we get to become the righteousness of God. And then it says, our purpose is to please God, not people. And he alone examines the motives of our hearts. And so our platforms that God has given us today, that's where we do that. The blessings that we get to live out that come from God today are where we get to do that. Let me say it this way. Our calling today is not to be famous, it is to be faithful. That is the calling on our lives. And when we get to meet God face to face, he's not going to say, well done, my good and faithful racer. That was a big dub in Kansas that Sunday, right? He's not going to say that. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful with the platform that I gave you. And it's easy for us with all that we've got going on to lose sight of that. I was just telling them before we came into chapel, I'm like, man, they have so much responsibility on their plate today. And for the 15 minutes we get to have chapel, we just get to say, hey, don't forget about really what God's doing in your life and what is the most important. And the platform that comes from him, this is what we do with it. We give him the glory for it, and we help other people know him. Psalm 115, verse 1 says this, not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. And it points to him. So here's a real general application for you. This is very general. Whenever you leave this room, make everything you do for his glory. Everything. No matter what you're doing today, let it be for his glory. Now, that's very general. I would encourage you to pray about how God wants you to use faithfully the platforms that he's given you. But here's a specific one, and this is just one of many. Okay, this is just one I wanted to recommend. I'm really going to stretch us in our faith. I'm really going to stretch us out of our comfort zone. Think about inviting someone to join you for chapel from your team. Just think about inviting them. You don't have to prepare the message unless you want to. We'll certainly let you do that. Just invite somebody to join you, because you never know the impact that it's going to have on their life. In 2003, Ricky Vyers invited me to chapel. And I thought, well, it can't hurt. You know, if you got the big man upstairs on your side, it's got to be better than it is bad, right? And I heard God's word. And it's not good preaching that changes people's lives. It's not. It's God's word that changes people. I can promise you. There's a young man in our community who's going through some difficult things. He's going through some trials that are outside of his comfort or outside of his control that he had no input on. And somebody last year invited him to chapel, to just join him and come hear God's word. And now he wants to come to Darlington next week, and he's so focused on just trying to make it to chapel. He's got enough strength to get there. And I'm telling you, don't discount what this few minutes can do in somebody's life when they hear God's word. And that's what it looks like to use the platforms that we've been given. Yes, we want to race and win and compete, but the platforms that we have, the fame that we carry, the impact on people's lives is for a greater purpose. It's for a bigger purpose. And God is doing a work out here. So I would just encourage you to think about that as a specific application as we go to Darlington, and then we're in North Wilkesboro, and then we'll be home in Charlotte. So that his fame would endure through every generation. So that when none of us are here anymore, right? The word of God is still going forth. So let me pray for us. I pray that God will help us see those opportunities today, and that he'll bless you in all you do. Lord, we love you so much. And God, I pray for each one of these folks here. God, we're here because you've allowed us to be here. And God, it is amazing that we get to race cars in front of people today. And God, it's so much fun. And Lord, we're grateful that you've allowed us to do that. But God, just as we read in Psalms, Lord, search our hearts and point out anything in us that is about ourselves, God. Let us make it about you. Lord, would you bless your people today? Help us to see those moments as an opportunity to bring you glory. Lord, we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for coming over.